Jim Diamond joins us from Nashville on the Ringside Report. .com. Jim, the Preds have had 100-point seasons before, but they've never been a team that has been at the top or right near the top of the standings for virtually the entire season. You've seen a lot of Predators teams. Is this one the best? Is this a team that can go far in the playoffs?
I think it is the best team of the Predators. I'm not sure that they're built to go far in the playoffs. I think they're kind of lacking the big bodies up front that seem to be the ones that win you several playoff series. And so while they're doing well in the regular season and they are the best team, I do have some concerns about whether they can challenge for the Stanley Cup this season.
Did David Poile discuss that? Was that was that something he was trying to add at the deadline?
They said that they weren't really looking for too much once they made the acquisitions of Cody Franson on the blue line and Mike Cinerelli up front. They said they were pretty well done. And I think they realized that there weren't too many of those A-type forwards that would be on the market, and the cost to acquire them would just be too high, especially considering they had already traded away their first-round pick for this upcoming draft in the deal to Toronto.
So the strength of their team is clearly in goal and on the back end. Do you expect them come playoff time, and you talked about their lack of the big bodies, obviously excluding James Neal, of course, are they going to try to grind it down? What's Laviolette's approach? He's a guy who's taken teams to the Stanley Cup Finals before. He's got a lot of experience. You have any idea, I'm not saying you can change your game plan per se, but we do know that in playoffs, a lot of things change. How do you think the Predators will try to win games in the postseason?
I think they're going to try and do exactly what they've done in the regular season. They do use an attacking style of offense, but you're right. Pekka Rinne has been the key to this team being where they're at, and they need him to be at or better than he has been in the regular season in the playoffs. And again, the defense is another shining example of what makes this team go, especially when you look at the top pairing of Shea Weber and Roman Josi. They've had a little bit of an issue here with Ryan Ellis being out for so long that it's kind of upset the bottom two defensive pairings, that they've kind of shuffled guys in between those two pairs. But, that's where they're going to win games, that's for sure.
Seth Jones, how's his development coming along?
He's doing quite well. He started off the season playing mostly on the third pairing with Anton Golchenkov, so wasn't asked to do too much of an offensive role. But as those couple of injuries popped up on the blue line, he was asked to do much more and was given a lot more ice time and put in some more situations where he could contribute offensively, and he put up some points. Very smooth skating defenseman, sees the ice very well, and I think is going to be a real star in the league for a long time to come.
Philippe Forsberg, showing any signs of slowing down?
I think he did a little bit, but lately he's been looking better. He's a guy that can create something out of almost nothing. I've never seen a forward here in Nashville get off a shot more quickly or in as tight a space as he can. He's an exciting player to watch. And I think, once he was over that little shock of the grind of the season, I think he's picked up his play here of late. He's another one they're going to need to contribute, because they are going to need to score some goals to win. And playing on that top line like he's been for most of the season, they're going to look to them to get a lot of those goals out of those guys.
The Preds already have three 20-goal scorers. Colin Wilson's sitting at 19, so he'll obviously get there. Shea Weber has a good chance of getting there. And Mike Fisher has 15 goals in only 43 games. He could also get to a 20-goal mark. You mentioned they have a lack of size. They definitely seem to have some pretty balanced scoring in their top three lines.
They can, and that makes sort of a challenge for opponents to kind of key on one offensive line. They've been juggling the lines up here the last couple of weeks, trying to just find out where everybody fits, and then the trade mix things up a little bit more. So you're right, they do have some depth and some can get some scoring and some goals from a bunch of different guys. A guy who seemingly had no luck early in the season, Matt Cullen. Now it seems like everything he's shooting is is going in. So he's another Laviolette favorite. But yeah, they're gonna. That is one of their strengths. Opponents can't just key on one line and shutting them down. They look like it's scoring from the top three lines for sure.
Mike Fisher's offensive numbers and even his analytics look great. A lot of guys sometimes coming off of injury aren't able to sustain it. What's been Fisher's key to success since returning?
He kind of took over the Patrick Hornquist role when he came back. He's standing in front of the goalie on the power play. He's looking for for deflections, for tips, for rebounds, and give the guy credit. He's standing in front of Shea Weber slap shots and one timers that are coming at him really hard. So he just finds a way. You talk to him, he just loves coming to the rink every day and the situation he's in. So he's enjoying it. He's having some good luck. He's worked well a lot with Colin Wilson. So, he's just finding some success. He's not, the most highly skilled player in the world, but he's definitely succeeding in what he's been doing lately.
Jim Diamond joining us. So, Jim, Ribeiro and Neil, I'm assuming they're together. What do you think now that they've got Santarelli and all the trade deadlines done? What's the top three lines going to look like?
Yeah, I think you're gonna see that Ribeiro, Neil, and Forsberg line as your top one. Two and three. I mean, there's just a jumble of forwards. I think you'll probably see the second line probably, Craig Smith, Colin Wilson, maybe Fisher, and then the third line, you have, probably Cullen and Santarelli, and then, it's kind of been a revolving door lately, Taylor Beck, Kelly Yarncroke, guys like that. So I don't think they've settled on one yet, but they're trying some different things here.
Yarncroke got off to a really slow start. A lot of guys take some time to adjust to the NHL, and I know he had a brief stint last season. Has he progressively gotten better and looked more comfortable as the season's gone on?
He's been good. He's been consistent. Hasn't been put up a lot of numbers, but again, he's been in more of a checking role. He's a really really dogged forechecker. Plays the game very well defensively. Just hasn't had a lot of opportunities to put up a lot of points. He's been scratched a couple of times lately. So I think they're still trying to find their ideal lineup and their lines here. So you're right. He's young and did have kind of a cup of coffee last year, but still hasn't settled into one specific role yet here.
Well, Jim, the Predators are a team a lot of people are kind of rooting for, I think, a little bit. They've never been the big, bad, ugly team that people don't like, and they were wondering, can they kind of finish off this season as being outstanding for them? They could get a break and not have to face Chicago or St. Louis in the first round, so that would be huge for them. And once you win a round in the playoffs, suddenly your confidence can swell pretty quickly.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And after 2 years of no playoff hockey here, after 7 of 8, in the playoffs and winning a round in those two previous ones, they experienced a lot of success. The fans experienced a lot of success, and the city is come to expect a winner here. So I don't think anybody was expecting them to have as good a regular season as they've had so far. But I don't think they'll be satisfied with just a good regular season. They definitely want to see a winner here. And the players do as well. They were beaten down these last two seasons, and it's certainly more fun to come to the rink when you're winning as opposed to outside looking in at the playoffs.